Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey guys, it's Natalia, and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today we have another little solo episode. I wanted to sit down and just kind of give you guys a recap of my freaking life right now, because if you follow me on other social platforms, you probably would have seen that I am officially moving. I have been talking about this for so long without actually knowing when I'd be able to move. I just like have been saying that like I want to move for so long, and I don't know what got into me, but the last time I was out in LA back in March for the little pop-up event that I did, I came back from that trip and like I came back to my house here in Indiana, and I just like have never been more depressed coming back from a trip. Like, I have been more depressed in my life, but there was something about that like post-trip depression that I always get coming back, because I just feel like whenever I'm traveling and I'm with people, I have such a high high, and like I am just so like happy doing things around people, and then I come home to being by myself and it just hits me really, really hard. But there was something specific about this time around where I was just like, I really can't be here anymore. Like, it's not some like, haha, like I don't want to be here anymore, like blah, blah, blah. Like, it was like a genuine like, my life is so much better out there. I have so many more friends. Like, it was just the fact that, like, after the little LA event, like, we all, like, spontaneously went and grabbed, like, friggin' ramen in downtown LA. And it's, like, little things like that that literally probably mean nothing to most people mean so much to me, because I never get to do that because I don't have friends here. So, like, I never get to have those spontaneous little trips of just, like, hey, let's go do this or let's go do that, even if it literally is just grabbing friggin' dinner. So it was something about that that I was just like, you know what, like I just need to like figure out a way and go, because I cannot waste my youth here in the suburbs of Indiana anymore. There's nothing wrong with Indiana. I really don't hate it. Like, I grew up here. I love it. It's wonderful. But like, if you live in the suburbs of the Midwest in general, I assume they're probably all very similar. You know, it's a lot of just like families, and like if there are people my age, they're like getting married and like thinking about having kids, and it's just not my vibe. Obviously nothing wrong with that, I wholeheartedly support it, but it's just not where I'm at in life. So it's really hard for me to like find my place and, you know, have the experiences that I want to have at this age. So when I came back from that trip, I really started to kind of like crunch down my numbers and figure out if there was any way at all that I could manage to go to LA. Because obviously the thing is, like, living in the Midwest is really, really cheap comparatively to being in bigger cities. So especially like with the amount of space I have, like I have a 3-bedroom like house right now, basically. And for the price that I pay for it, I would literally be having to pay like at least 5 times more, if not like 6 to 7 times more in LA. So that's always been a huge factor into why I hadn't made the move, because LA is really, really expensive. So I would really have to figure it out. And especially being self-employed, it makes it really, really hard because my income isn't guaranteed. And I like, it's really stressful to have to live paycheck to paycheck, basically, but also not even knowing when that paycheck's coming. So all those things like kind of came together, and I was like, you know what? Like, I really want to be in LA. And clearly, like, with what I make with my business and stuff right now, it isn't enough to really be able to live out there comfortably. Like, maybe I would be able to live there, but it would be, like, very stressful. I'd really be living paycheck to paycheck. And I didn't want to put that kind of stress on my life because it sucks the fun out of, you know, being an entrepreneur and all the things. And I just didn't want to do that to myself. So I was kind of playing with the idea of like, okay, well, maybe I can get like a part-time job and do something else, but like still be able to do my own thing as well, just to kind of like have something that's steady. And so I went on LinkedIn and I was like, you know what? We're just going to start looking for jobs in LA. We're going to see what happens. If I end up with a job, then like it's meant to be. And if none of these stick, then maybe it's not my time yet. You know, I really told myself it's like no pressure. Like, if I get an interview, if I get accepted somewhere, like, great. But if I don't, then maybe it's just not my time. So I went on there and I applied to the first job I saw. I honestly was looking first for like fashion design jobs, but then I was like, I don't really want to do that for somebody else if I have to do that for myself. So I then kind of moved away from that and kind of searched more into like social media type of jobs, because obviously like I think I have a good portfolio to show in terms of like growing social media and understanding them as far as like, you know, both Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the things. I feel like that's a big strong suit of mine and I have a lot to show for it. So I was like, okay, maybe this will be my best bet. Maybe it'll be easier because it'll most likely be like, you know, mostly virtual. So it'll give me flexibility with a lot of things. And yeah, so I went on there and I looked up like jobs in LA, like social media stuff. And I found a listing to be like an influencer's creative assistant. And so I applied to like one other job that was like a social media assistant or whatever. And then I was like, okay, I'll come back to this tomorrow, because it's kind of like, I don't know, very stressful to look for jobs on LinkedIn. There's just like so much going on and like trying to find one that like fit and all the things. So I don't know. I just like applied to two, just like back to back really quickly. I wasn't really thinking about it. I made like a really quick resume, because obviously I've never really had to make a resume except for when I was out in college, like looking for internships, but obviously like my resume has, you know, grown a lot since then. So I like redid it, quickly sent it in, and I was like, you know what, we'll just hope for the best. And literally like maybe an hour or two later, this influencer gets back to me and she's like, hey, I really like your resume, like would love to set up an interview with you. And I was like, okay, cool. So I set up an interview with her and I had it the next day, I believe. And she was so sweet. We got along really, really well. I really liked her energy. She really liked mine. And we just like vibed very well, which at the end of the day, if you're going to be anybody's assistant in any sort of way, I feel like that's honestly one of the most important things, is just to make sure that you vibe on a personal level, because it's just such a personal job in a lot of ways. So yeah, we got along really well. She really liked my stuff. And I told her, I was like, hey, I'm actually going to be in LA in a few weeks, which is, you know, when I went to Joshua Tree for the fashion show I did at the end of April. I spent a couple of days in LA and then I went to Mexico. I just never posted about being in LA because I was literally looking for apartments. But yeah, I told her, I was like, hey, I'm going to be in LA these dates if you wanted to meet in person, because I don't know, I just feel like it's better to meet people in person. And she was like, yeah, totally. Like, you can come over and we can just talk and figure things out. And, you know, when I did end up going to LA, I met up with her and we just like hit it off really, really well. And she really liked me and hired me. And she actually also works like on a like sustainable and ethical like clothing brand that she like recently started and co-launched with, you know, a co-founder. And I also saw on LinkedIn that they had a social media manager position for that company as well. So I told her, I was like, hey, like, I know I applied to be like your creative assistant, but I also saw this job listing for being a social media manager. And I just wanted to let you know that like, I'm down for either, because like both are sound really attractive to me. And I don't know if you already had somebody for one or the other, but I just want you to know that like, I'm down to apply for both or either, like whatever you think is best for me. And so when I met with her, she told me, she's like, I like you for both roles, but obviously I'm trying to do something part-time, so it's not like I want to do both, like full-time or anything. So she was like, we'll just vibe it out, kind of see what works best for all of us and kind of like figure it out then. And she has this company with a co-founder, one of her friends. So we had a phone call, all three of us, and her co-founder also really liked me. We got along really well. It just felt very good and normal. And like, I just felt, I don't know, I felt very at ease talking to both of them. And it feels like they're really good about communication. And I feel like I will be like heard when needed, but I feel like I'll learn a lot from them and like they'll hopefully learn from me, and like it just feels very good. So I'm really, really excited about that. But also that obviously means that everything that I'm currently doing right now full time is gonna have to, you know, unwind a little and be a little bit you know, less, which is okay. I am honestly really excited to work for someone else for a little bit, because I was talking to her, she was obviously like, well, you do this like yourself, like full time, like all this stuff, why do you even like want a job? And I was like, well, honestly, I just want like a steady income that I can rely on, because like, sure, I have a steady income kind of with my stuff, but it's not super steady, and I just want to make sure that I can at least cover my like living expenses. But I was also telling her, I was like, you know what, I also just like really want to be around people. I really want to learn from others in the industry, because I have been working by myself and for myself since I was 20 years old. So I've never really had much of like work experience within the industry besides like my internship in New York. But I was like, I just feel like there's so much I could still learn from so many people that I want to take that chance while I can. And also it would be a really great way for me to like get out and socialize and meet people and stuff, especially being in a new city. So I'm genuinely so excited about it, but at the same time, part of me is like, oh, this is going to be really hard to juggle on top of like trying to make orders and trying to like, you know, promote my own social media. Like, am I going to get burnt out from being on social media for like somebody else and for myself? Like, I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know if I'm going to have time to upload on YouTube twice a week. I don't know if I'm going to have time to like film a podcast every week. Like, I really don't know how it's going to play out whatsoever. And it's kind of scary, I'm not gonna lie, a little bit intimidating, but I'm also just genuinely excited. I feel like I just need change. I feel like my life has felt very mundane and very just like, I don't know, just like routine-like for so long that I'm just excited to like have something new. And I feel like the one really cool thing about living in a big city is that there's always something to do, or somewhere new to eat, somewhere new to like grab coffee, somewhere new to like just go walk or whatever. Like, there's just always something to do that's like new. And I feel like that's the one thing that I don't like about being in a smaller town, like in the suburbs, is like, I know all the fun things to do. I've been to all the restaurants. There's never anything new to be like, oh my god, let's go do this that we haven't done before to change things up. Because, like, chances are I've probably already done it because there's not that much to do. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. It's something that I really loved about living in New York, is that every weekend it felt like, oh, like, we could go to this coffee shop, or I saw there was this coffee shop in this part of town that we can go to, or, like, let's go walk over here, like, I saw somebody else, like, post about or whatever. Like, there's something so exciting about being able to go to new places and be able to step out of your routine. And I know that's not for everybody, but, like, for me personally, like, I love that, and I thrive off of that, and I love change, and I like new things. I feel like, I don't know, my life has always been like that, and I'm okay with it. I think that, I don't know, maybe it's because, like, when I was younger, my family moved around a lot, and even though I don't personally remember too much of it because I was so little, like, I feel like that probably adapted me to just be able to, like, you know, adapt to different places and change and all the things really easily without, like, I don't know, battling it. And then, like, I don't know, to put it into perspective, I've moved every single year since I was 18, and I'm currently 22. Like, I moved, when I was 18, I moved straight to Italy for college, then I moved to New York right after, then I ended up moving back in with my parents in 2020, and then from there, I moved out here on my own, and now I'm moving out to LA, so this is, like, my fifth move in, what, 4 years or whatever, which is crazy, but I'm not mad about it. I'm genuinely so excited. I also just have so many friends already in LA, and I know there's so many people I could meet, and I just, that's really exciting to me too, because I also think that the difficulty with living in a smaller town is that you probably know everybody, especially like if you grew up there. Like, I grew up here, so like I pretty much know everybody my age because we all went to high school together. There was only one high school to go to, so chances are I know you, or I know somebody that knows you, or like there's some sort of connection, so it's hard to like meet new people or make new friends when you kind of probably know everybody, you know? And it's not like I live in a really small town or went to a small high school. Like, my high school had, like, over 5,000 kids. But you just, like, I don't know. It ends up feeling small and you end up, like, knowing somebody, you know? You end up, like, knowing them, whether it's, like, because of a friend or whatever. I don't know. The world is small. But, yeah. Anyway, after that whole spiel, I guess I should tell you, I did already get an apartment. I don't think I've, like, properly announced that on, like, social medias or anything like that. I honestly never properly announced my move. I just started saying, hey, I'm selling a bunch of stuff because I'm moving, and I just, like, you know, that was my soft launch of my move. But, yeah, I ended up finding an apartment while I was out there at the end of April. And that was my goal of that trip. I was like, you know what? I have a couple days in LA. I might as well make the most of them. Like, let's go look at apartments and see if I find anything. And I'd been looking on apartments.com, on Zillow, on all the websites for so long and had found a lot that I really liked. But at the same time, it would be like they're missing something, or like they looked too small, or they're not in like best area, or like they didn't have like washer and dryer like in unit or like in the building, which is something that's important for somebody that like makes clothes for a living, because I have to pre-wash my fabric. So like I don't care if it's not in the unit or not, but I want to make sure it's like in the building or like easily accessible at any time of day when I need it, and I wouldn't have to like drive to a laundromat to do laundry or anything like that. So that's something that I was really looking for. And obviously, as somebody who sews, like I need space. Which was also like a huge like hurdle I had to like cross, trying to figure out how I was gonna do that, because I was like, okay, well maybe if I move with roommates it'll be cheaper. But then I was like, I can't like have one room and just do my entire life from one room. Like I need like a separate sewing room, so I would need like a 3-bedroom if I was splitting with somebody, so I would have 2 and they'd have 1. And then I was gonna do that, and then I realized that doing that meant that I was still gonna be paying probably just as much as I would even if I were like living on my own. So I was like, you know what, just gonna live on my own. So the difficult part came to finding like a 1-bedroom that had like at least a living room space that was big enough or like the right shape, or I could still have like, you know, my living room set up, like my little couch and TV and stuff, but also have like my cutting table, my machines and all of that. Like I knew that I was going to have like a living space that was also my studio space, and I wasn't going to be able to have a separation of that just because it's so expensive to have like a 2-bedroom or something. And there were a couple of 2-bedrooms that were like semi in the price range, but the 2-bedrooms would be like really, really small. So it's like, I wouldn't be able to fit like my freaking cutting table in it. So, there's a lot of difficulties in trying to figure out like how I was going to go about all this, because I feel like with the job that I have, I just need like so many specific things. Like I can't just like live anywhere. And then obviously I want it to be a safe area, and safer areas tend to be more expensive. So that's also like a factor. But I ended up finding an apartment that I really, really liked. I saw a few different ones in different areas, but this one was like an area I really liked. Very chill, and it's a good 1-bedroom apartment. It's not like huge or anything, but it feels very spacious, which I really liked. And it had decent natural lighting, which was also a huge factor for me, because I saw a different one that was okay, but like the lighting was just so bad that I was like, I can't do that. It was like an inner unit where like they didn't have like a window that faced outside. It faced into like an inner courtyard, so you never got like actual direct sunlight. And I was like, I can't do that. So yeah, I ended up finding this one. And had some troubles with the application and stuff, because obviously being self-employed, it makes it a lot harder to prove your income to get approved for an apartment. So I had to have, like, you know, my dad help me and make sure that, like, you know, I'm good, because, like, I'm gonna be paying for it. But, you know, I don't know. If you've ever moved to a big city like New York or LA or anything, they ask for a lot on the applications, especially New York. New York was even harder to apply for, because you have to make, like, X amount more than the income or whatever. And obviously I was a student at the time and I wasn't paying for it, but it's ridiculous. And LA was kind of the same, but at this point, like, I am self-employed and I can pay for it. It's just hard to prove that I can pay for it. But finally got all figured out, and after a whole week finally got approved. So that was this past Monday that I got approved, or Tuesday. And it's currently Thursday. So since then, I have called movers and been like, hey, I want to move out by Memorial Day weekend. Why did I choose Memorial Day weekend? Because it's a 3-day weekend. So I was like, you know what? If my parents want to come, or if I have friends that want to come help me move or whatever, it's an easier weekend for everybody because nobody works on Monday. So I was like, it just makes sense. And so I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So I booked that. And I've been talking to movers for like a very long time. Like it's been back and forth for like a month talking to different movers and stuff. And I finally found one that I liked. That was a good price point and all the things. So the only thing I didn't really take into consideration is the fact that obviously like the moving truck takes longer to get to the destination because they can only drive like, I think like 10 hours a day or something like that. And obviously they drive a lot slower because they're big trucks. So it's going to take them like a good 7 to 8 days, like business days to get there. Which means that they're picking up my stuff on the 17th. It's currently the 5th. So that gives me 12 days to pack up my entire life and get it all figured out. While at the same time, somehow launching a collection on Sunday in a couple of days and trying to get at least some of those pieces out of the way. Because like, you know, I've been promoting it. You know, people are excited about it. I want to at least make a couple of pieces before I leave. But it's just like all so jumbled right now. It is, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know. So that is my current update. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited to move and to like, you know, have a new space, change of scenery, change of pace. I'm also really excited to have like good weather year round. Like genuinely, I know that sounds really stupid, but I get so depressed with the weather. Like it's raining a bunch today, and it's been raining so much on and off the past like month or so here. And it just like really kills the vibe. Like once in a while, a rainy day is really nice when you have nothing to do and you can just kind of sit and be lazy and like, you know, have that like stereotypical chill rainy day. But when you have things to do and it's raining, it is the most dreadful thing in the world because like you have zero motivation, or at least I don't get any motivation, and I'm like super tired and it's just bad. So I'm really excited about that. I think that's going to be really good for my mental health in all honesty. I'm like vitamin D deficient. Like I have to take vitamin D all the time. So being in a place where I will actually see the sunlight every single day is going to be life-changing in a lot of ways. So I'm very excited about that. And yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to be able to just like go out by myself and do things, because not that I can't do that here, like I do, but I always feel weirder going out to like a coffee shop here by myself, because it's like chances are I'm going to run into somebody I know, and then I feel awkward about being there by myself. Whereas like in a big city, when you're not likely to run into people, you know, like I really don't care. I will go out and eat by myself. Like in New York, I went out to restaurants and ate by myself. Like I did not care. Doesn't faze me. But here it just feels a little weird because I'm like, I'm probably gonna run into somebody and that's gonna feel awkward. So I'm excited to be able to just go out and do things by myself, explore new things, meet new people, probably get a lot more business opportunities and all the things. It's gonna be really cool. But the unfortunate side to all of this is that I have to get rid of a lot of stuff to move out, because I live in a 3-bedroom right now and I'm moving to a 1-bedroom. So I, you know, cannot physically fit all the things I have. And this red couch, which I love so much, I'm probably gonna have to part ways with, because it just doesn't fit anywhere. And I'm so sad about it, because my family has had this couch forever. It was my dad's grandparents' couch. Obviously, they didn't have it red. My parents upholstered it to, like, you know, this red fabric. But I love this couch so much. It's been through a lot. And red's, like, my favorite accent color. So I've always loved it. I feel like it's, like, such a podcast staple. It's like my cover art, it's everything, but it just doesn't fit. And like, I would keep this as my main couch to have like the TV at or whatever, but it's just not the comfiest couch for multiple people to sit on. So it makes more sense to keep the couch that I have downstairs, like my black couch that like pulls out, and it's like, I don't know, it like extends so that you can have your legs out and stuff, which is just much more comfortable to host people. But yeah, I'm gonna have to get rid of this. I have to get rid of all of my vintage sewing machines because none of them fit either. So that's really sad. I'm getting rid of my desk, which I'm not that sad about. I really don't care. I'm just going to, you know, get a different table to put my computer on. Because the desk I currently have, it's like a corner desk, and it's just that it doesn't match, you know, the setup of my new apartment. So that's sad. What else? I probably have to get rid of my little tiny red couch, my vintage one that's in my room, because I also don't think I'm gonna have a room for it, which is really sad. I'm also so sad about my like Renaissance wall that's in my bedroom, because there's no, like, I can't, you know, just like peel it and stick it over there. Like, I'm pretty sure technically these wallpapers are like reusable, but like, what are the chances that you're able to peel it off perfectly and not get it wrinkled, put it back onto like a different paper, and like be able to re-put it back up there? Like, it's just, chances are so low that you're gonna be able to do that, so it's not really worth trying. But I'm really sad about that wall. I don't think I'm gonna be buying it again for my new place, but I do want to have some sort of like, you know, antique-y vibe. So I'm thinking maybe I'll do like, I don't know, like gold frames with like a bunch of like cool like Renaissance paintings, and do like a gallery wall behind my bed or something like that, because I do want to keep the vibes, but the wallpaper is expensive, so I don't know if it's worth it, because I don't know how long I'm going to be at that one bedroom. Like, obviously I'm signing like a 12-month lease, but I don't know if like by the end of the 12 months, like in a year from now, like I'll be so much better off money-wise that I could, you know, upgrade to an apartment that like has more room, or at least upgrade to a different office space. Like, I just don't know. So I don't want to like invest too much into it, but yeah, I don't know. It's like weird to be talking about this because it still doesn't feel real to me whatsoever, and I literally have like moving boxes next to me. Like, I don't understand. It's so weird. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to like, you know, vlog the whole process. Obviously, if you don't follow me on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, I mean, if you want to see it all more like, you know, live, it'll be more on Instagram, on my personal probably. But I'm excited for the moving vlogs and just like showing you guys around like LA and the things that, you know, I'll be doing there, the people I'll be around. Obviously the content's gonna like, I don't want to say it's gonna switch a bunch, because it's not really, because I'm still gonna be probably filming my business stuff, but I think I'll definitely, you know, maybe start vlogging more of like my actual like personal life a little bit too, in terms of like what I do on weekends with friends and things like that, which I don't really vlog here because I don't do anything with anybody ever, so I'm always working. So I feel like there'll be a slight change in, you know, content that way, which will be really cool. But yeah, I'm also excited to be able to, you know, like I said, I am working a part-time job, so it'll be cool to be able to have like stories from that to share with you guys. I'm sure I'll meet a lot of people through that I could bring onto the podcast and have a bunch of cool conversations with, and just get like a good insider perspective on both like fashion business and like, you know, the influencer side of things, because I will be doing both, which is kind of cool. That's kind of where we're at, guys. I don't really know what the future holds or how it's all going to play out, because I think it's really hard to determine it. Like, I don't know when my next collection is going to be, if I'm going to have time to make my next collection so quickly, if everything's going to be like slower pace. Like, I really don't know how anything's going to play out, and I'm okay with that. I'm not mad about it. I don't know. I think for a long time I used to try to plan absolutely every aspect of my life and want everything to turn out a certain way, but I'm very at peace with not knowing what's happening, and I'm very at peace with just like living and just like letting what's meant for me like come to me. Like, obviously, like, yes, I'm still working for the things that I want, and I do still have goals and things, but I feel like there's no need to like stress extra about like, oh my god, when am I gonna have time to make my next collection, if I'm gonna be like working a part-time job and doing all these things. Like, I just wanna, I don't know, let life unfold and just go along with it and hope for the best. Like, I'm probably gonna be working 10 times more than I am right now, if that's even possible. And I will have much less time for just like myself, but at the same time, like, I'm okay with it. I'm very okay with it, and I'm excited, and change is good, and yeah. Oh, also, I will be, you know, driving across the entire country from Indiana to LA, so I will vlog that road trip. I think I might have one or two friends coming with me on it, which will be fun, but it's gonna be a whole adventure. So the moving vlogs are gonna be just, like, a whole ordeal. Obviously, I've already started on the moving vlogs in terms of, like, packing stuff and kind of sharing with you guys what's going on, but then it'll be a whole like 3 to 4 day drive over, and then unpacking and, you know, reorganizing and all the things. It's gonna be a wild time. So yeah, that is the moving update. I will keep you guys updated. I know this is a shorter podcast than usual, but I just wanted to give you guys a quick update on all that. And maybe this is my last solo podcast on this couch, which is so sad with this setup. I really don't know what my podcast setup is going to be when I'm out there. I have no clue where I'm going to film or what backdrop I'm going to have. I think I'm bringing these lights with me. Maybe I'll put them behind my bed or something. I don't really know. But you know, we'll figure that out when we get there. But rest in peace, this red couch. I'm going to have to figure out how to sell it. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you haven't followed the podcast on YouTube, please do subscribe because, I have to hit a certain amount of subscribers to actually monetize. So it would be, really nice to hit that number. So subscribe if you haven't, like it, rate, review, leave me a review. I don't think anybody's left me like a written review yet. So that's kind of, it'd be fun if you were the first. So do that. Follow on Instagram, all the things, everything's always linked down below. I would very much appreciate all the extra support and engagement, especially while I'm moving, because moving is very expensive. So all the extra support and engagement goes a very long way for me. I really would appreciate it a lot. That being said, that's all I've got for you guys today. I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.